This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet
dreams. All right, I've always liked David Icke. I've been reading his books since they first came out 30 years ago. I've been interviewing him for more than 20. And some stations don't carry this segment. A lot do, but that's why I'm holding him until 5 minutes from now when we come back and all the stations join us. But when he came out in February of last year, you can look it up. We have it posted at InfoWars.com. It said there is no virus. I said, well, that's a little far. I know it's manufactured. I know they're counting flu and other things. But, I mean, how does he know that? Well, now all these top scientists, major universities, scan thousands of samples, and they can't find it. So we're going to find out. Every time I think Icke's gone too far, he gets proven right again. It's research. It's understanding. It's thousands of points of information. And then it's that deep intuition into the ether, which is most of the universe, as we know. And everything he's talked about is coming out now with the different dimensions, a dimension five times stronger holding us in place. This is now being released to the public. And so we're in a very special time, and the globalists are very, very scared. But here's an individual online who did a great job reading a transcript of this article that got published a lot of different places. But I'm a clinical lab scientist. COVID-19 is fake. Wake up, America. Dr. Derek Kanas. And it's other prestigious scientists, the former chief scientist of Merck, saying it's going to kill you. There's nothing good about it. It mutates you. It is the vaccine that's the killer. And now you see death numbers going way up compared to last year. We had similar numbers in 2020 as we had 2019 of death. In fact, for population increase, the death numbers actually went down. They went up a little bit, like 16,000. If you take population increase, it actually went down from the normal increase. So David Icke comes back here after this important report. This is it. Share it. David Icke completely vindicated again.
I have a PhD in virology and immunology. I'm a clinical lab scientist and have tested 1,500 supposed positive COVID-19 samples collected here in Southern California. When my lab team and I did the testing through Koch's postulates and observation under a scanning electron microscope, we found no COVID in any of the 1,500 samples. What we found was that all of the 1,500 samples were mostly influenza A and some were influenza B, but not a single case of COVID, and we did not use the BSPCR test. It's polymerase chain reaction test. Celia Farber does wonderful journalism on the topic. I did videos on this channel for that. We then sent the remainder of the samples to Stanford, Cornell, and a few of the University of California labs, and they found the same results as we did. No COVID. They found influenza A and B. All of us then spoke to the CDC and asked for viable samples of COVID, which CDC said they could not provide as they did not have any samples. We have now come to the firm conclusion through all our research and lab work that the COVID-19 was imaginary and fictitious. The flu was called COVID, and most of the 225,000 dead were dead through comorbidities such as heart disease, cancer. Flu was called COVID, and most of the 225,000 dead were dead through comorbidities such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, emphysema, etc. Then they got the flu, which further weakened their immune systems, and they died. I have yet to find a single viable sample of COVID-19 to work with. We at the seven universities that did the lab tests on these 1,500 samples are now suing the CDC for COVID-19 fraud. The CDC has yet to send us a single viable, isolated, and purified sample of COVID-19. If they can't or won't send us a viable sample, I say there is no COVID-19. It is fictitious. The four research papers that do describe the genomic extracts of the COVID-19 virus never were successful in isolating and purifying the samples. All the four papers written on COVID-19 only describe small bits of RNA, which were only 37 to 40 base pairs long, which is not a virus. A viral genome is typically 30,000 to 40,000 base pairs. With as bad as COVID is supposed to be all over the place, how come no one in any lab worldwide has ever isolated and purified this virus in its entirety? That's because they never really found the virus. All they've ever found was small pieces of RNA, which were never identified as the virus anyway. So what we're dealing with is just another flu strain. Like every year, COVID-19 does not exist and is fictitious.
All right, David Icke, in 60 seconds, strap yourselves in.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. And we are now into the second hour of this Thursday, April 15th, 2021 transmission. Normally, April 15th was the big dreaded day, the day we paid our taxes to the private Federal Reserve, but now that's long gone on the threat chart. Now we face forced inoculation, contact tracers, world government, vaccine passports. If they tell us, oh, sorry, the vaccine doesn't work, you got to wear a mask forever, and then if you just joined us last hour, I showed you prestigious scientists, the head EU commission advisor, Wolfgang Wudarg, the former head scientist at Pfizer and others saying this is dangerous, it's deadly, it doesn't protect you, and other professors and scientists at major universities saying we've studied tens of thousands of samples. We have never seen COVID. It doesn't exist. All it is RNA fragments. So why would Bill Gates and the globalists want such a fraud? Well, because if it's a total fraud, it can't be proven by science or disproven because the media will never be conclusive about it. So I wanted to get David Icahn, who's always great at drilling into things, to give us a big picture because clearly they're planning on launching something bigger to cover up this last crisis. If he can give us a synopsis of where he thinks the world is right now and how dangerous this is, and I know he's talked about the fact that I watch a show almost every day, and so does my wife. When I say watch a show, I go to Band.Video in the David Icke section because we post and his folks post all the interviews he does and the special shows he does and his son's new show that launches tomorrow that I'm going to be on with David. Very honored to do that. People say, wow, you go on their show? I go, yeah, we're not in competition, folks. This is life and death. We're being censored. We're being attacked. We're together. This is amazing. And so I could ask a million questions, David, but cutting right to the chase, I could play the clips, but I'm not going to play. Everybody heard it. You got attacked. You got deplatformed last year because you came out in February and March and said it doesn't even exist. It's a fake virus. They can't isolate it. They can't find it. How did you know that then? Because now that's all being confirmed. And the bigger question then is, why would they launch such a giant fraud? David Icke, DavidIcke.com. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, mate. Yeah, well, why would they launch such a gigantic fraud? Because if you have a real infectious agent, you are limited by what that agent does. When you have a fictitious infectious agent, you have complete control of it, especially when you have a test that's clearly not testing for it, the PCR test, and the amplification of that test of genetic material, not a virus, means that the more you amplify the test, the more positives you're going to get, not for a virus, but for genetic material that's naturally in the body. And so the amplification gives you control over how
many cases. And that's all borne out. How did you know it 14 months ago before I did? I mean, you get the people keep saying Alex Jones was right. David Icke was right. I'm going to give you credit. How do you continue to know stuff before anybody else?
Well, my life, Alex, in the last 30, 31 years, since my mind blew open in 1990, has been an extraordinary synchronistic journey with information coming to me in the most synchronistic way. People call it coincidence, but the coincidences ended a long time ago. There's something more than that. And so in the spring of last year, I started asking the question, what is this virus? Number one, I knew it wasn't natural because, as you will know, and I've certainly seen over 30 years, yes, there are naturally occurring events which what I call the global cult exploits or will exploit this to push the agenda on. But when you come across massive events with this enormous, almost limitless potential to justify and advance your agenda very fast, COVID, then you know, first of all, that they're not natural. So, number two, they have to have been made to happen. Okay, now, circulating around at that time was the, and still is in some areas, is that it came out of a bio lab in Wuhan. And I looked at that, and I was kind of open, and let's just look at the evidence. But what I didn't see was dead bodies that in any way reflected a bioweapon. Because as I said back a year ago, the bioweapon is not the virus. The bioweapon is going to be the vaccine. And that's exactly what we're now experiencing. So the body count did not reflect the idea that there was a bioweapon. And actually, the bioweapon Wuhan lab is a diversion. It's what I call designer manipulation. You know that some people are not going to buy your it's all natural, so you have to give them a cul-de-sac to go into. And so the next question was, so what the heck is it? And then I started thinking, well, is there a virus? Or is this a total and utter scam? What did the Nazis say? The bigger the lie, the more we'll believe it. And what tends to happen in my life is I'll come to kind of a conclusion, like almost intuitively, and then information, names, dates, places, solid detail starts coming into my life. And so I received an email that was written by a medical scientist in America. This is about late March, who he was saying that the PCR test, he's not testing for the virus. He can't. Of course, the creator, Kerry Mullis, of the PCR test said that. And that this can be pulled off, this hoax can be pulled off through this test. And then I came across the work of Dr. Andrew Kaufman in America, who was questioning where is the evidence that this virus exists. And all these strands started to come together very early on. I did an interview on I think it was April the 6th, in which I talked about all this. There was no virus. The PCR test is not testing for the virus and all the rest of it, and the death certificates. So if you break it down, there's three things, Alex, that have pulled off this entire scam. Because while these scams seem complicated in the way they play out, oh, it's all so complex. Sure. How do they do this? Actually, you break it down, and every one of these scams is dead simple. So this is how it works. Number one, you have a test which does not test for the virus, and this is why this crook and criminal in Germany, Christian Drosten, came out with this protocol to test for the COVID virus in January and was through the PCR test that can't test for infectious disease. And the World Health Organization, big red flag, immediately recommended it to all the member countries, which is virtually every country. So number one, you're testing for a virus with a test not testing for the virus. What it's testing for, what it's testing, the PCR test, is genetic material. And the more you amplify that material, the more the test will
Sure, you said that 14 months ago. It's all been proven right now. So again, I asked the question, we'll come back from break. How they launched this giant fiasco, all the wheels are coming off. Senator Paul sounds like David Icke now. Where do you think they're going to, what are they going to do now? Because now Biden says, oh, a new one's coming. And so does Bill Gates. So I think, before we expose the old fraud, they're going to hit us again.
Yeah, but this is the point, and this is why what I'm saying here is so important. Because if there is no original virus, there are no variants. So they're lying about all of that. But they're going to use them for reasons we'll come to. So number one, you have a test not testing for the virus. That gives you fake cases. Number two, you redesignate things like flu and almost any other disease as a COVID death on the death certificate if people have tested positive with a test not testing for the virus. And the number three point in this scam is asymptomatic transmission. The idea of lockdown is to destroy the independent livelihoods of the world population so they become dependent on the state, thus under the control of the state. But you know, because there's no virus and the test is not testing for the virus, that you're going to get a hell of a lot of people testing positive that have no symptoms. And normally, of course, nothing would happen to them. But you want total lockdown to destroy all livelihoods, so you've got to lock down.
All right, stay there. Let's come right back with this. This is so important.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steady cascade of smaller explosions. Lately, it's been pew, pew, pew. So many other people are really getting it, really coming together. I want to talk about that some with him. I hate having to go to break, but we would be deplatformed now if it wasn't for hundreds of radio stations and TV stations. So, you know, we have the classic format of 14 minutes of ads, U.S. media standard here, but I hate interrupting. David, you were getting into how you were able to predict it was a fraud, where it was going. But really, the big question after you finish up, as you get cut off by the break, is then what's coming next, David Icke? How do we stop this takeover plan where they admit it's now never going to end? David Icke.
Yeah, well, just finishing off that point. So the lockdowns are about destroying independent livelihoods. So people become dependent on the state, guaranteed income, pittance, and you'll only get it if you do as you're told. This is the whole foundation of it. And to do that, they had to lock down people who had no symptoms of anything. And so they came out with the lie, the unbelievable lie of a symptomatic transmission. And the other point, Alex, about why you have such a benefit of not having a real infectious agent is that if you did release a bioweapon, well, you've lost control of who it affects. It can take out people that you don't want to take out, because although you have the inner core of this cult driving this thing, you have lots of people within the system who doesn't even know there's a cult or there's an agenda, who are essential to you playing that out and making it happen. You don't want to take them out. So what you've got with the fake virus, which is not a bioweapon, is complete control of who gets your bioweapon and who doesn't, because it's being injected. Of course, all these Fauci's and all these people involved, they're not having the real stuff. Of course they're not. So they have control of that. And it's a scam that is so outrageous and so all-encompassing. There is no virus. What? After what's happened in the last year, what do you mean? That's crazy. No. Work it out. Follow the evidence. There is
and
no
notice
virus.
Big Tech is censoring thousands of prominent scientists, top people. What do you make of the former chief scientist at Pfizer coming out saying the vaccine will kill you, it's a fraud, it's a takeover, it'll sterilize you, it'll kill your liver? I mean, like, it's like I'm actually proud of the real scientists who are all speaking out, but they all get censored.
Yeah, well, Dr. Michael Yeadon has crossed the line. He's crossed the line because he's used the dreaded word conspiracy. And, you know, I keep hearing, you know, journalists, who, even those journalists that are questioning, you know, why we have such incredibly long and continuous lockdown. And yet they say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracies. Well, mate, if you don't believe in conspiracies, you might as well go bloody home, because it's a conspiracy. And if you don't understand that, you're never going to grasp what's going on. And Michael Yeadon clearly has. He's crossed that line. And what's great, Alex, you will see this as well, is we've reached a stage now of extremes in terms of the impact and the length of all this nonsense, where even people within the system who were serving the system.
Oh, Yeadon says, I totally believed in everything. But he goes, all the science is wrong. I've talked to hundreds of other scientists. They agree with me privately. It's all a lie. And the vaccine's killing people. He goes, this is depopulation. Because it's not just people making money. It's a huge organized rape.
Yeah, that's the big diversion, you know. I've heard this over the years, that it's all about oil or it's all about money. No, it's not. No, it's about total control. And in the world that we live in, where money is the basic foundation of the structure that this culture's created, money and the accumulation of money and stopping other people having access to it is a massive means to control the population. So yeah, they're full of greed and they're, you know, full of everything evil, but the real reason for control of money is control of people. And so we are looking now at a situation, actually, Alex, has happened this week, which is telling you where this is going. Because I've noticed what I'm always looking for are patterns and connections.
Sure, what they start putting out, what they start pre-programming, you know what's coming.
Yeah. So we had Boris Johnson, when he's not got his face in a beer bottle, came out and said that it's not the vaccine that's made the cases fall, it's lockdown. And then this Rochelle Walensky at the CDC came out and basically said the same. Fauci's saying the same. Then Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, came out and said the same. Oh, it's not the vaccine. It's the lockdown. And we
sure, it's like build back better. It's the new slogan. Oh, yeah. It wasn't the vaccine. Get the vaccine. It saves you. Oh, no. Now it's that we locked you down. Now you're locked in your house is why you're saying. Literally teaching us to be prisoners.
Yeah, so we've had the health minister in Australia saying the same. So because this whole thing is a globally, centrally controlled operation, you see the same script all over the place. So what's going on? Well, I have this phrase, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. Know where they want to take us and then you'll see the stepping stones towards it every day. You know, once you know the outcome, you see the stepping stones. So what they want is lockdowns to continue. But they also want mass vaccination of this bioweapon. So what they did, and I said they would do this months before, when they started rolling out this vaccine in its various forms, they had been using high amplifications of the PCR test all the way through 2020 into 2021. And if you remember, it was inauguration day for Biden. That the World Health Organization came out and said, actually, maybe the amplifications are a bit high on the PCR test, right? So they dropped them. And as they dropped them, for reasons I talked about earlier, they lowered the amplification. They reduced the number of
positives. Exactly. It's a technocracy, and they even admit that they're doing it.
So through that early period, although they couldn't genuinely connect the vaccine to the lowering of the cases, it was kind of in the narrative. Oh, the vaccine's working. Oh, yeah, get the vaccine. You know, it's not working. And it was lowering cases and transmission, we were told, when not even the bloody makers of it claim it will stop you getting it and stop transmission. But if you allow then, this is why what's happening now, if you allow that, take the vaccine and the cases drop, if you allow that to continue, then you're basically out the game in terms of future lockdowns. Because, well, okay, the vaccine sorted it. So once you've started to get millions and millions and millions vaccinated with this stuff, you can't allow the vaccine to be seen as the end of it. Because you don't want that to be the end of it. So suddenly you change the script and you say,
exactly, they keep flipping it. Stay right there. David Icke will tell us what's coming in the future. Like a crystal ball, the oracle of the Isle of Man, straight ahead. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now.
So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping, your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So I'm a big fan of David Icke. I listen to him almost every day. And a lot of great insights. A good person. But just look at a picture of him. If you have any discernment, he's a good guy, a father, a human patriot. He supports freedom, empowerment. And he looks like a good, decent person. You look at Stelter, or you look at Joe Biden, or you look at any of Pelosi, or Boris Johnson, who was a Trojan horse the whole time, they look like deranged maniacs that are in hell. So these are obviously slaves. So David's being great today. He's getting all the technicals of COVID being a fraud, the scam, and what's coming next, and what we can do.
But I also want him to look forward into the future and say, what are they going to do next and how do we counter them? And also the big picture. Why do the people running this do what's unpopular, do what makes people hate them in service of the spider? Because obviously they're slaves. Obviously they're not happy people. Obviously it's not going well for them. And you can see their systems falling apart. And everything they claim their system was is a lie. So I also want to talk about the spider at the center of this web, David. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, mate. Yeah, great to be with you. And I'll just project it forward a little bit from what I was saying up to this point. What they're doing at the moment is setting up lockdown as the response, because they still have independent livelihoods and independent businesses to destroy yet. So they can't stop lockdown in their agenda. And this is why they're saying and doing what they're doing now. Say that when the cases go up again and the variants start happening, the variants of a virus that doesn't exist, then lockdown will be the response. And there's another area related to this, which is the vaccine passport, or the alleged vaccine passport. It's not really a vaccine at all. And this is the trap that people are being led into. First of all, you can't have a normal life in all the basic things of life unless you've been vaccinated, in quotes. Okay, well, I want to go on the beach. I want to go down the pub. I want to go. I want to go to work. So I'm gonna have the vaccine. I don't want it. I don't think I need it, but I'm gonna have it because I need this passport to just go about my life.
And then right as billions take it, they go, sorry, you don't get to go out anyway. So it's exactly. Clearly a lie, clearly a trap from the beginning, they admit.
But this is the trap. You will qualify for a vaccine passport if you have the vaccinations that they say you must have up to the point where the vaccine passport is introduced. All right, that's it. Got me passport. I'm all right now. Oh, hold on a second. We got some variants, and you need boosters. In Britain, the British government's announced that old people in Britain who've had the two MRRA and all the others.
Oh, they're announcing you'll need. Bill Gates has come up with a plan where every day at school you get PCR tested to go to school. So it's robots, computers, PCR frauds that are the Theranos scam on steroids running every facet of our lives. You're right. It's a total trap. Once you accept it, it's all over.
Yeah. And so in September, they say they're going to offer boosters to old people. So there's a third one. And you don't have the booster? You don't have, I mean, Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer scientific advisor and executive, was saying in an interview recently, these big pharma companies are already developing new vaccines for the variants.
And they admit it's going to be a big mess. And so finally we need the UN and Xi Jinping to have a global standardized. That's going to be the answer.
So what they'll say to you is, you qualified for your little vaccine passport, with the first two, but you've got to have these variants to keep it, and you've got to have this one to keep it, and you've got to have a COVID vaccine every year to keep it. And so they're pulling people in with this, you can only function if you have it, and then they got you. They got you, because then if you want to keep it and continue to function, then you've got to keep having all the ones that they are going to say you must have to keep the passport. This is the scam. So, you know, I've said many times, Alex, you know, and I know it's difficult for people. I know it is. But you cannot compromise with fascism.
Well, that's right. If you give in to scanning a menu, you're getting ready to scan a QR code for your vaccine passport, all of it's dog training. They admit it's a plan for total AI control. If humanity submits, David, I spend 4 minutes before we go to break. Where are we going if we submit? If they keep the dominoes going, if we don't stand up and say no, where does it go?
Well, it's the end of the human race. Because, we're seeing fantastic. I mean, they are fantastic. I mean, forget the bloody official figures and reports. There are fantastic numbers of people who are having serious adverse effects with these vaccines, alleged, and dying. And so there's an immediate effect on the body for so many people. But that's just the start. This is a self-replicating synthetic potion that is designed to go on changing the body the longer it goes on. Of course, the more of these things you have, the more that is compounded. But there's another side of it. And, you know, I've been saying this over the last few weeks. You know, this is messenger RNA, messenger. And the body functions and the brain functions through messaging passing around the body. When that messaging, when that communication system, the brain communicating with the genetic structure and vice versa, then we call that health. When that messaging breaks down, just like the breaking down of the messaging on a computer when you have a virus, a computer virus, then things start to go wrong. They start to go wrong physically, okay, and we call that ill health. But the brain is a processor of information. And if you change the messaging and you affect the brain, you are going to affect the way the brain processes information. You're going to change the personality and perception.
Exactly. This is behavioral management. This is mind control. Everything's connected to it. And they're now admitting that people that have had the vaccine are suddenly having all sorts of neurological problems.
Yeah, that's part of it. But I don't know if you've come across this. I certainly have. The number of people who are saying, you know, maybe it's a partner, maybe it's someone they know, maybe it's a friend, but it's coming in more and more. They're saying, since my mate or my partner had that bloody vaccine, they're not the same person. They've just changed.
That's what I'm saying, because they came out 20 years ago with behavioral vaccines that are really basically nanotech that re-engineers the brain, viruses attack certain areas. Can we come back then, David? Let's talk about, because they admit these are experimental, they didn't get approved, no one, and the scientists that look at it say it does all sorts of horrible things. They won't tell us why there's the full genome of a dead boy. They won't tell us why there's jellyfish genes in the Pfizer. So let's talk, and I totally agree. I'm the guy that talked to you 20 years ago about human-altering, mind-altering vaccines because they said that was the plan. David Icke, davidicke.com. He does a lot of shows, a lot of interviews. He's a very hardworking person. His son's doing a great job as a filmmaker. What's the name of the show that's launching tomorrow that I'm going to be on? David, do you know?
It's called Right Now, and it goes out every Friday, and you're on the first one.
Where do people find that, at davidicke.com?
Now they find it at iconic.com.
Iconic.com, all right. I see. Let's put it back on screen right there. You can see it right behind David Icke. You can see the iconic.com website for everybody. Be sure and visit that. We're with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Yep, I-C-K-O-N-I-C, iconic.com. We'll be right back. I'll be on their show tomorrow. Stay with us. Back in a few minutes.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All these anti-human projects. I'm Alex Jones, your host. David Ice, our guest, 15 minutes next hour. Very honored to have him. Iconic.com, launching a new show with his son, who's a very smart guy. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on it. But I remember 20 years ago seeing mainstream news articles going, oh, soon there'll be a vaccine for cigarettes or alcohol or cocaine or heroin. And I'd read it and say, oh, they've cured lab rats of being addicted to cocaine. They give them a virus that goes in and destroys synapses in the brain that cocaine could hook into. Well, you have those synapses because other things your body produces go there. You know, when you win the football game or help the old lady across the street or, you know, see your first child born. I mean, that's what endorphins are for. So it's eating parts of your brain that your body's using to interface with the infinite. And so now they're like, oh, we got vaccines to cure PTSD. That's mainline headlines from years ago. And so the behavioral modification, they admit, top scientists have said, hey, these Pfizer vaccines and others are going to create plaques in the brain. They're going to cause neurological disorders. So I asked David Icke what was coming next, and he said that that's what people are noticing. That's what I'm hearing as well. Hell, a lot of folks I know have family that take it. They die or get sick or basically have convulsions. So that's where they're all going with this. David Icke, lay it out for us.
Well, there's a big picture here in which this is all going on. They're manipulating the genetics of the body. They're manipulating DNA. And if you, I mean, I was writing about this decades ago, but if you go to the cutting edge of science, people who've really looked into this with an open mind, DNA is actually a receiver transmitter of information. And it's interacting with levels of reality that we can't see, because what we can see is ridiculously short and narrow, what we call visible light, compared with what exists even in this so-called universe. What we can see is just pathetically tiny. Most of the universe we can't see because it's outside of our visual range. But we are interacting with other levels of reality, and that's how we're supposed to be. You know, you've got your five sense level, which is directly interacting with this world, and then you've got your greater consciousness that's not directly operating within the reality we call human, but it is connected and observing and experiencing it. And the idea all along, and this is so important when we're looking at these so-called vaccines, all along I've been saying over the decades that the foundation of control is to disconnect the five sense mind that's interacting with this reality from the greater self. And once you've isolated that from its radar, its mission control, you can then program by control of information that isolated five sense mind with the perceptions that you want.
And that was my next question. We see what we call the left, loving torture, loving war, loving death, acting like demons. Well, as best you can tell, what is this intelligence? What does it want? What is it doing? And you see the left, they're like cursed demons. I mean, what's happened?
Well, I mean, it's not a coincidence that the woke mentality is everything that is this consciousness that I'm talking about. Over the years, I've looked at cultures and religions all over the world, and there's just some amazing common themes. And one of them is that there is a force that is about love, it's about peace, it's about joy. And there's another force that is the opposite of that, the inversion of that. And this inversion consciousness, we'll call it, is given different names all around the world in the different cultures, but it is described in exactly the same terms. For instance, in the Native American culture, they have a concept of this consciousness. They call it Wetiko. Well, one Native American tribal group does agree, but the others have the same basic theme. And Wetiko is a very inverted, distorted state of consciousness.
It's a flesh-eating devil. It's a psychotic, murdering creature. Yeah,
that wants control over. And
it possesses people. It takes them over.
Yeah. Well, this is the point. If you look at the Christian version of Satan, the devil, and demons, you're only looking at the Islamic kind of version of this, which they call the jinn.
I totally agree. So why are they suddenly throwing it in our face everywhere, satanic death cults, pedophilia being promoted? What's going on?
Because what's happening is this consciousness, this inversion, which manifests itself as inversion. So the Satanists don't worship life. They invert that, and they worship death. It's all about death, death. You don't love children. You abuse them. It's an inversion. Everything's an inversion. You look at the woke mentality, Alex, which is a manifestation of this inverted consciousness, and we'll come to how that happened. It's a complete inversion. So you're anti-fascists act like fascists. You're anti-racists are unbelievably racist. People who want inclusion want to exclude everybody they don't agree with. This is classic Wetiko, or Archons, or whatever name you pick up for this consciousness around the world. And what this consciousness wants to do is to absorb humanity into itself. So, because of its state of being, it operates on a very low frequency. Joy, love, is all high frequency. That's why this consciousness manifesting through
your that's what the vaccine studies, viruses that eat the brain so you, quote, don't like drugs, that kills receptors that are associated with high consciousness and joy. Well, yeah, the drug artificially does that, but we already naturally have it. They're admittedly going to take joy from us. And that's what people that take the vaccine are becoming like robots, people are saying.
How much joy have they taken from the human race since the COVID hoax was played? I mean, look, I mean, it's
the depression, the death, the suicide.
Exactly. That's what's eco. So they're trying to pull people.
So at the end of the day, we overcalculate. They just want us depressed and killing ourselves because they get off on it. That's their energy source. It's simple.
Yeah, but they want us in a low vibrational state. Because then we enter their vibrational state and this attachment can happen. And then Watiko becomes you and dictates your entire perception.
It's like you said, it's like you said, Avatar.
Yeah. So you look at Bill Gates. You look at Anthony Fauci. You look at the similar characters in Britain. You look at your Klaus Schwabs. I tell you, that
and you can see how evil and alien they look. They look so evil.
Yeah, but they are Watiko incarnate. All their traits are Watiko or Archontic, whatever name you want to talk use. So you look at one of the great manifestations of the Watiko consciousness, what Christians call the devil, demons, etc. And you're looking at no empathy and no compassion. This Watiko state of inversion and chaos does not have the capacity to express that. So then you look at your Klaus Schwabs and you look at your Bill Gateses and you see what they have done to the human race in their billions since the start of this, at the start of 2020. Now, consciousness that is not Watiko could not do that. Because we have the fail-safe mechanism of human behavior, which is empathy, compassion, being able to put yourself in the feelings of people that you're affecting. They do not have that. So Bill Gates will have created this catastrophe for the human race on every bloody level with so much more planned. And he will have had no emotional consequence for that. Whatsoever.
Well, I don't want to disagree with you, but he gets gleeful talking about death and shutdowns. You say no emotion, they actually like the evil, it seems.
Well, they get off on it, but I mean, they don't have an empathetic consequence for it, because they have no empathy. They can, you know, if you can abuse a child, if you can sacrifice a child, then you don't have the capacity for empathy, or you couldn't even begin to do it. Think about it. Never
well, let's mind. Talk about how to fight back in two more short segments with David Icke. I've had him on for 10 hours. Amazing. David Icke, iconic.com. He's launching a new show, The Sun, Friday mornings. I'll be on there with him tomorrow. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Please remember, listeners, we only fund this you buying the products, InfoWarsStore.com. 3 days left to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off all the vitamins, all the minerals for your immune system. Also, we have the winter sun. We got plenty of it, so it's still 40% off. Get them together, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I am a very humble...